The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska Scott Frost. Nebraska visits Michigan on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's go to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Mitch Sherman, ESPN.com.
Hey, Scott. Watching the replay on Saturday, there was a time or two when you guys had a rough moment on the field and the camera focused on you and was noting the expression on your face and what your emotions were. It didn't necessarily look like anger or even frustration. Do you remember what you were feeling in some of those difficult moments out there on Saturday or even week before?
What I was feeling, I don't know. I'd say dissatisfaction, but listen, we know we got a lot to fix, and I think we fixed a lot of it. We have more to fix. There's no question that there's going to be some mistakes in your first year in a system when we're trying to get a culture right and all those things, and we're diligent to try to fix them, but in the heat of a game, if I lose my cool, then I think the rest of the team will too, so... we're going to have to do our best to keep plugging when those things happen on and off the field and move forward.
Do you have any kind of different perspective after two games on how those emotions are magnified because you're doing it on the sideline at Memorial Stadium or in a Nebraska shirt as opposed to anywhere else?
No, I mean, I want it to work more, and I know it's going to work. It hasn't happened as quickly as we wanted. We've had some pretty tough breaks in the first few weeks here, but that's the way the sport goes. And I tell you, it wouldn't matter if I was coaching at Malcolm High School in Nebraska or the Green Bay Packers. As a coach, you want to win, and we're going to keep doing everything we can to make that happen.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Stephen Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star.
Hi, Coach.
Stephen.
I'm interested in how, as a head coach, you have to balance, trying to win right now with thinking long term, and if that's something that you've had to kind of hone, if that's like a skill you've kind of had to hone, or is that something you've always thought about?
No, we're doing everything we can to win right now. There's no sacrificing the now for later. The best thing we can do for the future is be the best we can right now. There's, like I've said a bunch of times, there's just a bunch of stuff to fix. Right now, our guys need the confidence of winning a game. It's going to happen. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. They need to see the results of I think they see the results of the improvements they've made. It just hasn't led to a win yet. And we just got to keep plugging. It's not easy. I think the biggest thing we got to get across to our guys is when the chips are down and in those close games, one play can make the difference. And we need to be at our best and executing perfectly in every phase, particularly in those key moments.
Thank you, Scott.
Your next question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Scott, you reflected on it yesterday and also on Saturday, that punt return for a touchdown. In your coaching experience, how often, if you get one of those touchdowns, a non-offensive touchdown, or you give one up, does that end up being the determining factor in a football game?
Yeah, I can't think of very many games where a team scored on special teams and lost. Those games, if you look at percentages, those are high percentages. If you score on defense or score on special teams, high percentage chance of winning. And we had a game last year that we won on a return. I remember a couple games where we gotten beat and the other team had a return. Those are game-changing plays. And we need to be better in those situations. We've got to make sure we have the right guys on the field. I think we do. And we got to execute in those situations.
Your special teams coordinator said today that three or four starters came up to him after Saturday's game and said, I'll be on special teams. Do you appreciate that enthusiasm and their commitment to wanting to get that unit better? But at the same time, how do you kind of balance wanting to get guys out there who might not have any other roles on the team versus wanting to be as good as you possibly can be?
Yeah, it's not about who's got what role. If you deserve to be on there, you need to be on there. I'd say the bigger factor in the decision is, you know, we're faced with a situation we're going to have to play 12 straight weeks if we can get our bye week filled with a game that we lost. And, you know, we're not as deep as I'd like to think that we'll be down the road. And we simply can't run guys into the ground by playing them every snap offense, every snap in defense, and every snap special teams. And we need some of those other guys to be able to spell them. If we need our starters on special teams, I love the fact that they want to be on there. We're certainly already using some a bunch of them on there, and we'll continue to do that. But, listen, the last thing that we can do as a coaching staff is panic. I know this. The process that we use works. I know where it's going, and we can't all of a sudden change our entire MO just because of one or two results. So we'll keep plugging and working.
Your next question is from Brian Christopherson, Husker247.com.
Hey, Scott, how have you felt Maurice Washington's handled his role the first couple of weeks? And I know he left there at the very end of the game. How's he come back this week?
Yeah, we're not going to talk about injuries much, but Mo, since he's gotten here, has done a really good job picking things up. Obviously, he's a super talented kid that has an incredibly bright future here. He gives us a spark and has a big playability, so I've said it a few times, but what he's really missing right now is an off season where he could get bigger and stronger. And I don't think as an 18-year-old, he's probably ready to carry it 30 times. So we'll keep him in a rotation, but he's definitely a guy that has a chance to pop a big one for us.
Thanks, Scott.
We can take one last question for Coach Frost.
And your final question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
Coach, you probably have the most experience with this because it's happened to you twice with a cancellation of games due to weather issues. Does the NCAA need to start the season a week early and leave the week before championship Saturday as a national makeup date?
You know, I think that would be assuming a lot. You got your bye week. It's something to talk about, though. We're in an era, and rightfully so, where player safety has become the most important factor in decisions. And you know, it kind of makes me scratch my head sometimes that we're so worried about player safety, but we think about playing like our team's going to play 12 weeks in a row. And you know, there's something to be said for that. I don't know if that's the right solution or not, but you know, we are putting the guys through an awful lot to play, and even in the NFL, they hardly play 12 weeks in a row without getting a little time off to rest and recover. So I don't know if a week early is good or bad because you're taking another week from them out of their summer, but certainly not an ideal situation we're put in.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.